Our Old Testament reading this morning is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 62, beginning at the first verse. For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake, I will not be quiet, until her righteousness goes forth as brightness and her salvation as a burning torch. The nations shall see your righteousness and all the kings your glory, and you shall be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will give. You shall be a crown of beauty in the hand of the Lord and a royal diadem in the hand of your God. You shall no more be termed forsaken, and your land shall no more be termed desolate, but you shall be called, My delight is in her, and your land married. For the Lord delights in you, and your land shall be married. For as a young man marries a young woman, so all your sons marry you. And as the bridegroom rejoices over the bride, so shall your God rejoice over you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our psalm this morning is Psalm 96. We'll read this responsively by half verse. O sing unto the Lord a new song.
Sing unto the Lord all the whole earth.
Sing unto the Lord and praise his name. Tell of his salvation from day to day. Declare his honor to the nations,
and his wonders to all peoples.
For the Lord is great and highly to be praised.
He is more to be feared than all gods.
As for all the gods of the nations, they are but idols.
But it is the Lord who made the heavens.
Glory and majesty are before him.
Power and honor are in his sanctuary.
Ascribe unto the Lord, O you families of the peoples.
Ascribe unto the Lord worship and power.
Ascribe unto the Lord the honor due unto his name. Bring offerings and come into his courts. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness.
Let the whole earth stand in awe of him.
Tell it out among the nations, the Lord God is king.
It is he who has made the world so firm that it cannot be moved. He shall judge the peoples righteously.
Let the heavens rejoice and let the earth be glad.
Let the sea make a noise and all that therein.
Let the field be joyful and all that is in it.
Then shall all the trees of the wood rejoice before the Lord.
For he comes to judge the earth.
And with righteousness to judge the world and the peoples with his truth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our epistle reading this morning is from Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 12, beginning at the first verse. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were led astray to mute idols, however you were led. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says, Jesus is accursed, and no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except in the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of service, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all and everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. For to one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the ability to distinguish between spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. All these are empowered by one and the same Spirit, who apportions to each one individually as he wills. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.